Next few Mishnayos deal with the halacha that was also observed during the time of the period of the Yovel, and that involved walled cities in Eretz Yisrael called Boti Orichomo, cities that were walled. And this involves the sale of houses in the Boti Orichomo. Here, the Torah says that the house can be redeemed, unlike the case of a field, which can't be redeemed for the first 2 years. Here, the house can be redeemed immediately, but after a year, if the person doesn't redeem it, the house remains, even after Yovel, remains the property of the buyer. So the first Mishnah, we're up at the Mishnah is Gimel and Dalet, in the ninth parak of Erechim. Hamochir bayis b'boti Yerichom, a person sells a house in a walled city that was walled from the times of Yehoshua ben Nun. Hari is a goel miyad. He doesn't have to wait 2 years to redeem. He can't wait 2 years, but rather he can redeem in the course of that first year. The goel kol shnei moser chodesh, and he can redeem throughout the year for 12 months. Hari is a kamin ribis. Now, the Mishnah points out an interesting point. The buyer paid, let's say, $1,000 in rent for the, or $1,000. I'm sorry. Let's say $1,000 for the house, and the seller has $1,000 for X number of months, and now he wants to get his house back. So he redeems the house for the full $1,000. It's not proportionate. It's the year is a year, so he has to pay back the full value. He pays him the $1,000 back. In the meantime, the buyer gets his $1,000, and he got to live in his house for however long he lived for free, for 3 months, for 4 months, for 5 months, for 6 months, because the other fellow held his money. So the Mishnah says that this hari zeh kamin ribis, it's like a ribis, like interest, because he got the use of a house and his money. But it's not ribis because it wasn't a loan situation, it was a sale situation. Ve'eino ribis, but it's not really ribis because ribis has it stored out as a loan situation. Now, meis hamocher, now some other halachas by sale in boti orichoma, houses in a walled city. If the seller dies, Mesa Mocher, during the course of that year, Yigal Beno, his son, can redeem the house. Or his heirs in general. Mes Alokeach, if the buyer died, Yigal Miyad Beno, the seller or his heirs can redeem forcibly from the heirs of the son or the heirs of the buyer. Einamuna lo shona. We don't start the year from Rosh Hashanah, but if he sold it to him in Mar Cheshvan, whatever, but he count a full year. Shenemar amelos lo shenot tamima. Ukshehu amir tamima until the fulfillment of a full year. Ukshehu amir tamima. When it says the word tamima, lohavi chodesh ibur. If it's an ibur shana, and he sold it, let's say in the winter, he sold it in Kislev, and there's an Ibur Shana that year. So it's a 13-month arrangement, and the Ibur Shana month, the 13th month, enables the seller to get to redeem it next Kislev. He has 13 months instead of 12 months to redeem. So lohavi chodesh Ibur, to include the month of Ibur. Now, Rebbe Omer, Yitin lo shona v'ibura. Rebbe disagrees, and halach is like the Chachamim. Rebbe says that no, the year that we're talking about for a walled city, during which the person can redeem his the house that he sold, is always a 365-day year. The lunar year is a 354-day year, and there's an additional 11 and a quarter days for the solar year. So he has those additional 11 days every single year, but including a leap year. We don't take the leap year into consideration, but rather 254 plus the 11 days, which would be 365 days after the sale went into effect, he has up to that time to redeem the house. That's Rebbe's Shita. And the halachas is like the Chachamim, that it goes according to the Jewish year. But in the leap year, it's 13 months because of the Eber month, the additional the 13th month counts in terms of that sale. Now Mishnah Dalid, Higia Yom Shneim Osir Chodesh V'lo Nigal. If 12 months, the period of 12 months were reached, the year was reached, Hoye Cholut Lo. So if the seller didn't redeem his house for those 12 months, according to the Chachamim, it's a Jewish year from based on the Jewish months from month to month. So and it wasn't redeemed, so it belongs now to the buyer forever. Echad halokeach v'echad shenitan lo matona. Now this doesn't only apply to a sale situation. The Mishnah says whether a person bought the house or was given to him as a gift, even in the gift situation, shenemar litzmisus, that is perpetual. So it's not just through a sales situation, but even as a gift situation, the year makes it perpetual. Litzmisus, for perpetuity. Rishona hoyu nitman. Now, until Hill made a takana, it wasn't uncommon in a bata yarichoma situation when a person bought the house and the last day of the year was coming about, and the seller had the right to redeem up to the last day of the year, that the buyer would go into hiding on the last of the year. He couldn't be found. So the seller couldn't redeem his buy his house back. So originally, before Hillel made a takana, the buyer would be hidden away on the last day of the 12th month, so that the house would be his forever. So Hiskin Hillel Hazokain, but Hillel Hazokain made a takona. Cholish is an uncommon word. Rav says based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu, essentially he leaves the money over Belishka. That Hillel gave him the right, seller, to take his money, put into a certain office in the Beis HaMikdash, will be held in an escrow for the buyer of the house, and then he could go home, be a shover as adelis, he could break the door if there was a lock on the door, but nichmas and enter his house, emasai shayir sahola, and the other fellow, whenever he wishes, the buyer, Yovo Vitulus Mosav, could go to the Beis HaMikdash and go to the Lishka, the office where these monies were deposited and held in escrow for the buyers of these houses, and take his money. But he loses the house. The house reverted back to the seller of the house.